we ought to create our own little tape and just say, you know, remember when this happened, I did this. And you create your own little audio cassette or CD or whatever, and you can play it to yourself. Just get you to, yeah, you know, I get beaten down pretty badly, but, you know, that's behind me. How about the time I did this and helped that customer? How about the time I did this and helped that customer? And make a little tape of yourself can be very helpful to you. Okay, let's move over to page 27. Here we're talking about value-added selling. And this is you. The value is the customers get from you. And they get value from you in your product knowledge, in your conscientiousness, your listening skills, your sense of humor. Every single one of us in this room provides value to other people. Whatever it is, maybe it's our knowledge of some specific thing that's outside of work. Maybe it's the fact that we've been at this company for a long time. We have a lot of specific knowledge about how things go. Maybe we worked in another department and we know all the people over there or whatever. So we need to consider, where is the value that we provide to customers? Where is that? And how can we put that into a sentence so we could tell customers, you know, so happy that you called. And just so you know, my background is specifically in thermonuclear machinery. And, you know, I got a degree in thermonuclear machinery, and I've been involved, you know, whatever it is, you know, but you ought to get it into a sentence so you can tell customers how you can provide them value. Maybe it's your tenacity. You know, one of the things that that I pride myself on is if I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I do it no matter what. No matter what it is, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it on time, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, no matter what it is. You know, some people, they don't even call you back. I don't know, but I think maybe half of the people, companies I try to do business with, they don't even call me back. Forget about doing anything, they don't even call me back. So, you know, if you just said to a customer out there, you know, Mr. Mitchell, one thing about me, if you ask me to do something, and I tell you I'm going to call you back, I'll call you back for certain. And Mr. Mitchell, I'm going to call you back in about an hour. You know, that kind of a thing could just, somebody might just say, that's a person I want to do business with. They're going to get back to me. They're not going to forget about me. Maybe you're their psychologist, the consultant, their solution provider. You want to make them feel good. You got a sense of humor, whatever it is. Fantastic. To make you a better you, in my view, it takes some effort in three areas. And there may be more than this, but just at least these three areas. Spiritual development, physical development, and intellectual development. Those three things you have to be involved in for your whole life. First of all, I say the spiritual development, I'm by no means a holy roller here, but spiritual development is so important because spiritual development is the basis for trust. And when you sell stuff to people, fundamentally, you have to be trusted. So it seems to me that that requires an ongoing effort. It doesn't have to be like, you know, every day you're going to church or this or that or whatever, but just generally, you are spending some time each week on your spiritual development. And it even could be a TV thing. If you want to see some kind of, watch a TV show or something on Sunday mornings, they got a bunch of them that are uplifting and can get you reflecting and looking at role models and things of that nature. But I feel that's very important to get that integrity and that trust bond going that's so important with customers. Physical development. I mean, you can't be totally whacked out and out of shape and be effective on the phone. You know, you're not going to be as enthusiastic and so on. So, and just for your general well-being, spending some time in that physical development area is very important. Intellectual development, you know what I think? Anybody, if they want to improve their intellectual state, reading good newspapers, to me, is really important. Now, you know, you can go on the internet and you can get information on the internet. But I'll tell you, I would not read any local papers at all. The USA Today, if you're going to read only one, the USA Today is a newspaper to read. And you got to read it every single day. You will learn a lot of stuff that'll help you to say something to customers. You know, I was doing a program like this, and one of the customers at the break said to me, you know, John, I need some help with, when I take customers out to lunch, I don't know what to say. Well, you know, I'm thinking, God, that's so foreign to me. I can't believe it. Well, I've reflected on that over time, and the only thing I can think of is this person never read anything. Because if you read the USA Today, in one day, you got enough to, you could talk for hours about stuff. You're going to be informed. The Wall Street Journal, I had a girlfriend one time that her entire 401 was in U.S. savings bonds, paying something like 2% or 3%, whatever U.S. savings bonds pay. At the same time, the stock market went from like 1,000 up to 10,000. If you read the Wall Street Journal, this is very cheap. The Wall Street Journal has an introductory program for, you get it every 5-6 days a week, $99 for the whole year. If you want to read a paper to help you with your personal finances, incidentally, Garrett, who is responsible for your financial security? No, that's not true. That is not true. Who's responsible? You are.
I am.
You are responsible. You screw up and make a lot of bad decisions, guess what? You'll be working until you drop.